Hey, welcome to the James and Kim cast. Of course, we're James and Kim. You wake up with us every morning on Sunny 92.3.
So we have a lot to talk about. Are virtual first dates actually better than face-to-face first dates? You ready to discuss that one?
Oh, yeah.
It's been a while since I've been on a date, okay?
I've been on plenty. I got a big opinion on this.
The most stressful things about driving. Here's another one that we'll try to tackle. What's the one thing that you still need to vent about even after all these years?
Oh, okay. That's good.
Five unhealthy candy bars to avoid this Halloween. Do you really want to talk about this?
Well, only because I constantly choose Three Musketeers because it says 30% less fat, and I thought it was the best one to choose, and it's the worst.
Okay. We'll get to that here in just a little bit. And, of course, Behind the Wheel with Neil, where we spin the Neil wheel, and whatever it lands on. And he doesn't know ahead of time, obviously, but he's going to be on the show with us here in a little bit. But he's going to he'll give us some interesting fact about that state or some town you need to travel to. That's what a lot of folks are doing these days, taking road trips, like extra long road trips. So we were discussing what we were going to discuss on the podcast before we even started. And one topic I did not want to discuss with you, Kim, was what's the one thing that you still need to vent about, even after all these years? I didn't want you to tell me. I didn't want you to think about it. What's the first thing that comes to your mind?
That I need to vent about.
After all these years.
After all these years that I need to vent about. Well, let me just ties into another subject. I need to vent about drivers and driving and how frustrated I get. How about that?
Okay.
And that's a commonly occurring thing, and yeah, it's been that way all my life. And it could point to me having just a little bit of that, I don't want to say it's road rage, but I tend to be maybe an aggressive driver sometimes.
Yeah. I think that's gotten worse these days.
Yeah, I'll
I think
that.
There's a lot of pent-up frustration with what's going on in the nation, and it's political season, and folks have been quarantined in their home. And I've seen more and more road rage on the roads.
I think I agree with you. Actually, oh my gosh. So I just road tripped not too long ago, right? And I actually saw coming off an exit, and it kind of was a little bit scary and did not stop, but it was two cars that maybe had touched each other. This gentleman was outside literally screaming and yelling and pointing a finger at a car on the side of the road.
Was he pointing that finger at you?
And it was not me. It was not
me. Which finger was it?
Your pointer finger, where you're just, you know, when you're talking to people and you're yelling at them? He was yelling, and I saw police in the background. I think they were going to come and maybe break up. What was a road rage incident?
The most stressful things about driving, and you can totally relate to this, bad weather, tailgaters, and parallel parking.
I can't parallel park to save my life, and I have a little car.
I've got a big truck, and the thing is, I am so paranoid about it's got to be. And I am a perfectionist, and I like to be in between the lines perfectly. And when I get out and I'm too far over, I have to get back in the truck and I have to repark. That's just me. I'm sorry.
If I get stuck doing the parallel parking, it takes me like 15 times to wiggle it in there. I mean, to get it in there right. I'm terrible at it.
The one thing that comes to my mind when it comes to what's the one thing that you still need to vent about, even after all these years, I will never forget. I was a very faithful customer to Blockbuster Video. You remember Blockbuster Video?
Oh, yeah.
And I forgot to I rewound the tape.
Yeah, you please remember the kind little, and rewind.
And rewind, yeah, exactly. I always did that. But I had a late fee, right? And I let it go. I'm like 17, 18 years old. And I get a letter from Blockbuster Video from a collection agency.
For like $1.50?
No, it was like $2.75.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, so you need to vent about that, I'd say.
So, okay. I do feel better about venting.
Now that you've vented?
It's a good idea to have somebody to vent to. And not necessarily have somebody at work to vent to, but hopefully you've got somebody like a dear friend where you can call them up and go, I just need to vent. That's always helpful.
It is helpful. I'll tell you something, though. This is a conversation I had with my mom a couple of years ago, okay? Because I was venting about something, and it was just, I mean, just spilling out of my mouth, and I was upset, and She sat back and started trying to fix the problem for me. And it just got me more frustrated. And I said, Mom, you know what I need from you right now? I will tell you what I need from you. I need you just to listen to me yep. and let me vent. So now, from now on, when I start with that, she'll go, is this a listen or is this a fix? And I'll go, this is a listen today.
It's human nature to want to fix it, you know? And that's one thing I've learned as a dad, especially with a teenager and one. Well, you know what? You know, actually, Gracie's no longer a teenager anymore. But that's the one thing I learned, and I don't know if I learned quickly or not, but I learned how to listen and not be Mr. Fix-It. Because, you know, people just need to hear people need to know that you're just listening, you know? And I think we need to do more listening than, you know, trying to fix the issue.
So it's a good reminder to us parents, because I know I do it to my child a lot, and I just need to listen.
Let's talk about our virtual first dates, actually better than face-to-face first dates. Now I go on date nights with Christy. We've been married for, it'll be 24 years in January. But virtual first dates might actually have some real advantages over face-to-face first dates.
Considering I'm the single girl here now, I do have a friend boy so I didn't go on any virtual first dates, but I can see how this could be really beneficial. Having done a series of first dates over the past several years, and sometimes they are just awkward, and you can't really tell until you are really talking to someone one-on-one whether they're going to be a good conversationalist or what. And that, to me, is like the key. If I'm out to dinner with somebody, or if I'm on a Zoom call with somebody and you can't talk to them and have a conversation, and it's just constantly you asking questions, trying to get things going, no way do I want to go to dinner with them.
Some are saying that virtual first dates will save you money
yeah.
and save you time, which totally makes sense to me.
I mean exactly.
I've only had a handful. I say a handful. I went on one blind date, and that's all it took. And I remember I promised this person where we were going to eat, what we were going to do. And it was, here I am, 18 years old, and it was expensive.
Exactly.
And I was sitting there going, this is not what I expected. And she was probably thinking the same thing. But I had already promised that night. So, you know, you live and learn. But, you know, if I look back when I was 18, 19 years old, yeah, virtual first dates, I can see that.
It absolutely, I think, is something that will work and really save you some money, which is a major plus.
Time has changed in such a big, in such a big way. In such a big way. All right, before we get to Behind the Wheel with Neil, the five unhealthiest candy bars to avoid this Halloween. You know, I'd rather talk about the healthiest candy bars. Which I don't know if there's such thing. There's such thing.
Maybe not.
So are you buying Halloween candy soon? This is according to the experts, the candy bar experts. The three unhealthiest options to avoid are Three Musketeers, Milky Way, and Baby Ruth.
I'm crying as you read that. Those are my three favorite candy bars.
I always thought that the Three Musketeers was one of the healthiest.
It says 30% less fat, and it's not. It's full of more sugar. It's got more sugar.
So it says here, it says Snickers, Twix, Butterfinger, Kit Kats, and Crunch Bars also made it on the list, but ranked lower. So they're slightly or better, those we just
slightly
named.
Slightly better, but...
Yeah, but still way off the health food chart.
Baby Ruth, that's one of my favorites. Milky Way, it just is amazing. And I've never tried a chocolatey payday, but I like a good payday.
I've had them all.
And when I eat a payday, I feel kind of good about myself because it's peanuts, and I think peanuts are good for you, right?
It's a payday!
Okay, let's just face it. No candy bar is like a good health food, but it's Halloween, so splurge a little.
So the top candy bars to avoid, I can't believe I'm even saying this, Mr. Good Bar, a chocolatey pay bar.
Payday, yeah.
A chocolatey payday. Let's see, number three, Baby Ruth, number two, a Milky Way, and top of the list, a Three Musketeers.
Yeah, that just puts a damper on my Halloween candy.
You know what? I'm the exact opposite. Just mentioning these, I want one now. And I'll probably have one after the show.
Okay.
Oh, there goes the music. It's time for Behind the Wheel with Neil. And we welcome Neil to the podcast. Hello, Neil.
Hey, guys. What's up? Okay, my favorite candy bar, Almond Joy. Because sometimes you feel like a nut.
And sometimes you don't. And then you got mail.
Yep. Is that really your favorite?
I do. I like almonds. I like coconut. I like dark chocolate. I think it's the Mounds that has the dark chocolate, though.
No, but yeah, but the thing is, it's so funny because I think you're the only one that actually talks about it. Like, that's my favorite. I'll eat it.
But it's not my favorite.
But it's not my favorite. It's something I don't think I've ever bought. But
my favorite, my real favorite candy bar is a loaf of French bread.
There you go.
What?
Oh, dripping with butter and garlic. And oh, oh, man.
So much better than a candy bar.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree. All right. Let's spin the Neil wheel and let's see what it lands on. Let's see what state it lands on.
This is always exciting.
I'm so nervous.
And, ooh, okay. New Mexico.
New Mexico. My favorite hotel in the entire world is in Tucumcari, New Mexico. It's called the Blue Swallow Motel. It was built in like 1939. It's a motor court. Lots of neon. In fact, in the movie Cars, the Cozy Cone Motel had a sign out front that said 100% refrigerated air. That's from the Blue Swallow in Tucumcari, New Mexico.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
That's so cool.
Yes. The coolest thing about it is, well, this is not really cool. It's kind of sad. The town used to be 10 or 12,000 people, and the train stopping there, and the trucking companies left, and now it's about 6,000 people.
Yep.
But the motel doesn't depend on the city for customers.
Mm.
It totally stands on its own because it's on Route 66.
Right, right.
And it just brings people in.
Here's a little interesting fact about Tucumcari, Neil, is back in the early 90s, I performed in Palo Duro Canyon. Have you been to Palo Duro?
I have not.
They had a big show back then. It was called Texas the Musical, and I spent a summer doing that show. But we would drive over to Tucumcari and go into the school system and work with some of the kids and do theater things and teach theater classes and stuff like that. It was a ton of fun. So I actually have been to that area.
That's cool. That's cool. I love Tucumcari. It's mentioned in a few songs, too. Will In by Little Feat did it, I think. And Linda Ronstadt.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
I want to go to Tucumcari now.
The tourist capital of the United States.
Behind the Wheel with Neil. We love you, Neil. Thank you for being a part of our podcast. Always love having Neil on the show. Hey, the newest shortage is, you fill in the blank. What do you think it is?
It's not toilet paper,
nope,
is it?
Nope, it's not toilet paper.
Good.
A mason jar shortage.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's because lots of people have been doing more and more cooking and canning.
That totally makes sense.
We're going to leave you with that. Share. Share and be nice, right?
Especially if you've been canning. I'd love to have some apples that were canned, some okra.
That wraps it up for the James and Kim cast.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you live on Sunday 92.3, Monday through Friday from 5 to 10 a.m.